It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Bottom Line Podcast from the Liverpool Echo with myself, business football writer Dave Powell. Joining me today is a very special guest. As commercial director for Liverpool FC, Ben Latty heads a team that plays a crucial role in raising revenues for the Reds, something that through Liverpool's sustainable business model has an impact in terms of what goes on the pitch as well as off it. In recent months, the club has inked deals with a host of major blue chip companies such as Google Pixel, Peloton, and most recently UPS. But why are these deals so important? How impactful will they be for the business away from just being a simple financial transaction? Hopefully today, Ben will be able to provide some of the insight into the challenges and successes of the Reds' commercial operations, as well as a look at what's to come and what has to be done to remain ahead of the game amid such fierce competition. Ben, as always, great to see you and thanks a lot for coming along.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Good to be here.
It's been a busy time for yourself, 2023, most definitely. Most recently, we had the UPS deal that followed on from the Peloton deal, Google Pixel deal. It's been a very, very busy in terms of commercial activity, but it's all impactful stuff. So I was quite intrigued to see the UPS deal and how, aside from simple, just a financial transaction of this is how much a commercial deal is worth that comes in, there's more to it than that. So it helps with Liverpool's distribution, etc. And the same for previous sponsorships that you have. It's about more than just the figure in terms of a company wanting to engage with the club. It's about finding kind of a simpatico relationship and benefit on both sides.
Yeah, no, very much so. Look, I guess from our standpoint, look, we're delighted, specifically for UPS, related to that question, we're delighted to be working with UPS. I think, you know, for us, it's a sign of the times that we're partnering with brands of a premium nature like UPS. And let's be honest, are very particular about what sports properties they associate with. So for us, you know, we're honoured, we're delighted to have them on board as a partner. And I think, you know, for us, it's a real testament to the team that we have working behind the scenes here at Liverpool. I can honestly say they work tirelessly, day in, day out, every hour of the day, and actually across multiple time zones. We talked earlier, didn't we, about the international offices that we have now and the people that we have on the ground. So look, there's a lot of work that goes into these partnerships, and to be signing a brand of stature UPS is amazing for us as a club. And what we should be doing, quite frankly, as Liverpool Football Club. But yeah, look, your point in terms of delivering more than just monetary value, clearly monetary value is really important for us as a football club and the way that we run the club. And we would we'll never apologise for talking about the sustainable business model that we've got and that we're proud of, quite frankly. But I think, yeah, what you would have seen probably in sort of the partnerships that we announce now is a bit of an evolution of our model, of our business model. And most of the partners that we have now actually bring more than just monetary value for us. And I think there's a few examples of that, right? Like one is probably those partners that support us with our Redway strategy and our sustainability strategy, and ultimately our commitment to build a better future for people, planet, and the communities that we serve. Example of that would be someone like an SC Johnson and their commitment to reduce waste at Anfield. And they've come out and we've come out and said we're looking to reduce waste across all of our sites by 10% each season. Our recycling, just as a point on that, our recycling rate now is over 90%. which is amazing. When we first started that partnership, it was about 25%, to give you some context there. So, you know, that's a partner that's really come in and supported us and helped us for the greater good of it and to be aligned with our Redway strategy. I guess another example would be someone like Vista, who obviously support local businesses. We've talked about that previously. But, you know, their support for local community and local businesses is really important as well. And, you know, there's other examples. Obviously, someone like an Expedia, they're providing free transport to our away games, our women's away games. And there's a number of other partners that are supporting our drive in women's football as well, whether that's Google Pixel, Standard Chartered or AXA. So, look, every partner we partner with now, we like to integrate fully into the club and provide more than just a marketing partnership and provide back to different areas of the club. I think UPS in particular is a really interesting one. You know, they are going to be fully integrated into our retail operations, and part of that will be moving some of our retail operations into the EU with them. And the benefit for that should be seen by our supporters and by our fans, whether that's through additional delivery options for our fans, better tracking capabilities. It will provide increased capacity in our UK distribution to serve our UK fans better. And also, you know, a simplified returns process for people that potentially, and hopefully not many, have problems with the product that they buy through us. So I think that gives you a flavor of sort of what we look for now in partners. And, you know, having these blue chip brands come and partner with us and provide more than just a marketing partnership is really important for us, and ultimately allows them to tell an authentic story as well.
Why are Liverpool, or how are Liverpool been so good at this, really? Because it's been the nature of commercial partnerships has changed in terms of brands want more than just exposure on advertising boards, etc. Now, but Liverpool have really been able to kind of harness this moving forward. I'd argue more than many European football clubs in terms of having this aligned across the business in terms of all the partnerships they seem to bring in now, how to deliver extra value on top of that. Why have Liverpool been so kind of successful with that model?
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you sort of determine whether we're good or bad or indifferent. I don't want us to be arrogant. We're not arrogant. But look, I think we've done well, and long may that continue. We can always improve, clearly. We will continue to improve. And look, I think it'd be remiss for me to, again, to not talk about the teams that we have working behind the scenes. Of course, you speak to me, Dave, but there is an array of people working for the greater good of the club behind the scenes, and including our extended team, FSM, who are brilliant at what they do in the US. But look, in terms of sort of how and why we've seen success, I think, and I've said this before, I think we've got all the ingredients that we need to A, have success, and B, to continue that success. And I think when I talk about the ingredients, I think if you sort of think about what makes you an attractive property to go and partner with from a blue chip brand, we have, first and foremost, really strong values that we uphold and live by day in, day out. I think we have respected, responsible ownership group who I believe, I'm sure many others will believe, that they run and operate the club in the right way, invest in the right areas, and in the areas that need investment, whether that's infrastructure or resource. The strong leadership team within football, I think that goes without saying. Our commitment to the women's game. You know, you would have seen recently our reacquisition of Melwood, now the AXA Melwood Training Centre, to provide a state-of-the-art training facility for our women's team, and our commitment to a one-club philosophy. The award-winning sustainability strategy that we've talked about, the Redway. You know, we've sort of won awards from people voting externally in other areas, acknowledging the work that we do on our sustainability strategy. Super skilled sales team, you know, led by the really, really super talented Kate Pratt, who quite frankly build amazing relationships with our partners and install an element of trust from the very start of those conversations. We deliver for partners, and that's under the leadership of David Paul. And that's without talking about obviously our unrivaled reach that we have as a football club, whether that's through our owned and operated digital channels or the TV audiences that we attract. I just think when you throw all of that into the mix, you know, the ingredients that we've got, I can't think of another rights holder, let alone another football club that has all of those ingredients. And I think we're seeing sort of all of that come to fruition now and bear the fruits that we've deserved for a long time.
You've been listening to The Bottom Line from the Liverpool Echo's Blood Red channel.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
It's been, you know, a really, really busy 12 months, but it's been phenomenally successful, hasn't it? I know COVID seems like a long, long time ago now, and coming through, kind of navigating the way through all of that, trying to re-engage sponsors and the uncertainty around it all. But Liverpool kind of managed to get through that on a secure footing, and that's provided the bedrock to kick on from a good position. But in terms of the last 12 months, I mean, even by Liverpool standards, it has been extremely successful.
Yeah, look, we've had a really successful, I was sort of thinking back the other day, like, well, what's happened over, well, since COVID? Obviously I've been only in the role since, it's about 18 months now, but certainly over the last 12 months, 12 months is a long time in football, both on and off the pitch, as you probably know more than anyone, Dave. But look, I think we have had success. Ultimately, it's how you define success. But I think when you start to reflect on what we have achieved, I don't think anyone could argue that we have seen success on and certainly off the pitch as well. I guess if I go back 12 months, you know, we started off the last season off the back of two extensions, really, with two really important partners for us, Standard Chartered and Expedia, who renewed their relationship with the club. And obviously two really important ones in terms of being main team partner and principal partner for the football club. We've shown that we deliver for partners in terms of renewing with the likes of Nivea, Cadbury, Kodansha, signed new partnerships with Coca-Cola, Peloton, Google, and UPS, and a few others as well that I've most likely missed out, Sarare, etc. We celebrate 30 years with Carlsberg. So again, another example of us delivering year on year for partners. The longest partnership, I believe, in certainly in Premier League football. And we celebrated that with a world tour of activation as well. We've had a really successful pre-season tour to Singapore. Successful in many ways. Our ticketing and hospitality team continue to make sure Anfield is full week in, week out. Our retail team, strong growth in our retail sales as well under the leadership of Mike Cox. So, and that's without talking about everything that our operations team under the leadership of Andy Hughes has done in terms of the Anfield Road Stand. And of course, acquiring Millwood as well, which we've talked about previously. So look, I think when you put all that together, you can only really deem it as being a successful 12 months. There's more work to do. Of course, there's more work to do. But, you know, for us now, it's sort of reflecting on that, taking the learnings from the last 12 months and pushing on to try and get more success over the following 12 months as well and beyond that as well.
I suppose that one of the great benefits of having partners who you are with the long term, who you kind of grow with, and the value increases with that, of course, is that it provides that kind of security. And there isn't so much for Liverpool, more so than some other teams perhaps, where there is kind of this mad scramble to go to market and chop and change and find new partners, whoever pays them, whoever it is, it delivers the biggest value. I suppose for Liverpool, they have to be selective. And we've spoken about this in the past. I mean, Liverpool's social responsibility, etc., means that they have to take in certain considerations when partnering with brands, etc. So they all have to align with the ethos, etc. So those long-standing partnerships are really beneficial, aren't they? We're moving forward because it does avoid that scramble in the marketplace to try and find new sponsorships to fill certain needs. I mean, for Liverpool, that's been a great success.
Yeah, look, we don't take renewals for granted, right? If we're not delivering for our partners, then they're not going to come to the table and renew with us. So although it sort of may seem when we announce a partnership, you know, a transaction, this is 3, 4, 5 years of hard work from both sides, from both us in terms of delivering for them and from them, you know, activating well and getting the results that they need. So, you know, I think from us, from our perspective, you know, we've put a real big focus, and again, under the leadership of David Poole, on making sure we are delivering for partners so that actually when we come to the table, whether that's at the end of the term, ideally a year before the end of the term, and we talk about the future, it's not a case of if we renew, it's when we renew and how we renew. And that's really sort of what we're working on now, is to make sure we continue to do that. And, you know, because ultimately, you know, we can't build a commercial business if we don't look after partners and we lose partners year in, year out. So for us, you know, that's really important. As important as signing new partnerships is making sure that we're looking after the partners we've got and getting, quite frankly, a great reputation in the industry for delivering on partners' objectives and delivering value for them.
You've been listening to The Bottom Line from the Liverpool Echo's Blood Red Channel.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Just want to touch on something you mentioned a little bit before about football clubs now, certainly, you know, the major football clubs in world football, Liverpool, obviously among those, they are truly global brands. And obviously that requires it's not so much a localised approach now, it's a global brand, which requires a global team. And how do you manage having these kind of touch points around the globe? Because obviously there's the US, the Far East, etc. I mean, but you have all these touch points around the globe, but then you're all working towards the same common goal. I mean, how is that how does that all come together?
I honestly think that's down to the leadership, Dave. And, you know, I'm not sort of, you know, that stems from Billy at the very top of the organization, right? In terms of sort of how we communicate with each other, how we make sure everyone is aligned to the key priorities of the club, which we've done a lot of work on over the last 12 to 24 months. I don't think it matters really where you are, as long as you are all pulling in the same direction and working towards the same goals. You know, location is not a consideration for us. So yeah, look, we do have people all around the world. We've got people in Asia. We've got a significant office in New York as well, and obviously our office in London, and the main hub of the football club, of course, is in Liverpool. So, you know, for us, regular communication, clear direction, clear objectives as to what we're looking to achieve and how we're going to get there. And I don't think it matters where people are based, as long as we've got the right people that are all pulling in the same direction, which I believe we do have right now.
After such a successful 12 months, what comes next for the next 12 months? I mean, what kind of focus? Because obviously the main ones that when we spoke last year, it was, you know, through the Standard Chartered renegotiations, through to Expedia. So those are obviously two huge deals. But obviously since then, there's been more added in terms of official partners. So UPS, official logistics partner, etc. So what is it? Is it more of the same for the next 12 months in terms of adding more partners? Or is it a case of now trying to work to deliver on what's already there?
I think both, if I'm honest with you. Look, I think we've got to keep doing what we're doing, right? We're getting the results that we want and need, but we can always do better. And that's, you know, something that, you know, not just Billy, not just myself, but the rest of the team are striving for, to improve. We've got a clear strategy now of what we're working towards. We've got clear club priorities that everyone is aligned to across the entire club. We need to continue delivering for our partners over and above their expectations. Just delivering on what they expect is not good enough now. So we need to go over and above. Look for ways we can evolve, innovate, improve. continue what we're doing with our sustainability strategy, the Red Way. We've got, you know, very big goals that we need to achieve. So everyone's sort of pulling in that direction as well. Continue to support the women's team is going to be really important for us. You know, I think sort of actions speak louder than words as to sort of our intent there with the repurchase, the reacquisition of the Acton Melwood Training Centre. So look, I think there's always more we can do. We've got a really super talented team across the board in multiple locations in every single department who, you know, are all pulling in the right direction, all pulling in the same direction. And ultimately, if we continue to drive the commercial success that we've seen and grow that even further, it will ultimately support our ambitions for both our men's and women's teams, which ultimately for us is to win trophies. That's what we're all here at the football club to do, is to support the club and the football side of the business in winning trophies.
I know last time I posed this question, it was a bit, maybe a bit open-ended, and not suggesting you found that crystal ball when I was asking for you to peek so far into the future about what the commercial side of football might look like in 5-10 years' time. But instead, what kind of opportunities do you think that you see for the club and football in general, maybe moving forward in the midterm? I mean, there's new markets opening up with greatest. I mean, some markets are incredibly kind of fertile now. I mean, the US being one. There's new demographics coming into football. The way people consume content is different. It's very much D2C. And kind of the importance of getting to know your fans on a more personal kind of granular level becomes ever more important. Do you see kind of that being the general direction of traffic?
Yeah, look, I believe so. You know, I wish I had a crystal ball and could look into the future, because that would really help us right now. But yeah, look, ultimately, there's a lot talked about in the industry around the need for more data across football clubs. You know, we have, again, I keep talking about super talented team, but we do have a really super talented team that are working across that and making sure that, you know, we have all the right MarTech to underpin our commercial objectives and growth. So yeah, look, I think that is something that we will, of course, be focusing on as well, is to, yeah, how we can become or continue to become the leading club in terms of how we use data and how we use that to benefit our commercial growth. So yeah, absolutely. I think that is absolutely key. It's at the very top of the list alongside many other things, as you can imagine. But yeah, under the team that we've got now, I've got full confidence that we will improve sort of and move on and see progression in terms of what we're doing from a data perspective.
You've been listening to The Bottom Line from the Liverpool Echo's Blood Red channel.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I know that data is key, isn't it? Because it can be impactful for certainly for incoming partners or those wanting to know what kind of, you know, what the kind of reach is, who they're reaching, because people don't just want, I suppose, a general broad brush approach to this. Now, I mean, when businesses, big companies come to kind of activate with Liverpool, they're coming there for a very particular reason. Obviously, there's the global brand, there's the pull, the reach, but they also want to reach certain demographics and areas, I suppose, their own individual needs.
Yeah, and look, that comes down to the sort of the way that we obviously have our partnership delivery team who do an amazing job of looking after our partners, but they work hand in glove with our marketing team and our campaign team as well. So, you know, when we get a brief from a partner around hitting a certain demographic, certain market, then sort of the teams come together with obviously the partner as well and work out a campaign that's obviously going to achieve what they need it to achieve. So yeah, look, we've built the technology, we've got the tech stack underneath it, we've got the right people operating it. Yeah, I do believe we're sort of leading the way in that space at the moment, quietly, confidently. You know, I think that's another area which, again, as we've achieved success from, partners use it, activate well around it, and an area of focus for us to improve on over the next few years as well.
And just a final one. I know, obviously, you've been in this role 18 months or so now, but obviously your connections with Liverpool go back further than that. The redevelopment of Anfield has been phenomenal. You know, the main stand completion has been kind of a bit of a game changer. And also, you know, the Anfield Road end will be completed in the coming months. Is kind of the improvements of Anfield, the way it's developed into a world-class venue, aided kind of the commercial element of what you do in any way?
I think it depends how you define commercial. Obviously, it will absolutely, obviously, increase our match day revenue. And that's always an area that we've looked to try and improve. Obviously, the new main stand opened in 2016. And this was kind of, right, which was the Anfield Road end. So, yeah, look, this should take us up to the magical number of just over 60,000. Who knows? That may or may not in the future increase. But like from an ownership perspective, and I don't want to speak on behalf of our owners, but you can just see the sort of work that they've done at Fenway Park as well. And one of the things that they said when they came into this football club, first and foremost, was we're staying at Anfield and we will develop Anfield and we'll make it, we will develop it and keep the football club playing here. So they've done that. They've stayed true to their word there. And, I think we're all excited to see a bigger Anfield when it opens and see the capacity go over the 60,000 mark, which would be brilliant for everyone.
And just on the topic of that, I know when we spoke last year, it was we talked around the potential for how to utilise the ground during the summer, etc. And obviously this summer was unable to kind of make use of that due to the Anfield Road end works. Obviously next summer sees, you said, hopefully we'll get more big name acts coming to Anfield and turn it into a real world-class venue. And obviously the arrival of kind of Taylor Swift, you only have to see the impact that she's had on the NFL, I suppose, in the past week by just attending a couple of games. Having that kind of that kind of act to kind of kickstart it off again at Anfield really, I suppose, helps it turn Anfield into that world-class venue during the summer months when obviously there's no football. That's helpful and impactful moving forward, I suppose.
Yeah, look, the bringing sort of the world-class acts to the city of Liverpool is we feel is important. And you know, having them play at an iconic stadium such as Anfield is, it's perfect, obviously, for us as a football club, but we also think it's perfect for the city of Liverpool as well. So, we've got Taylor Swift coming, obviously, for three nights. There will hopefully be some more acts being announced over the next few weeks or months. But yeah, look, for us, it means that Anfield is a venue that's used more than just outside the football season. However, of course, we respect the residents and the local community as well. So, we're thankful for their consultation as we went through that process to allow us to bring concerts to Anfield. And hopefully, with the big acts we've got, it's beneficial to everyone. Obviously fans of the artists, but also the local city and the local community as well.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Ben. It's been really insightful. It's been a busy, busy 12 months for you. So to kind of get some time in your diaries, very much appreciated. So thanks very much, Ben. And thank you for joining us this week. We'll be back next time for more insights from people from the world of football finance, business, those who are directly linked to the Reds itself. So please join me on the Liverpool Echo website. It's _ Dave Powell on Twitter or X, whichever we're calling it now. But from me, thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Bottom Line from Liverpool Echo's Blood Red channel.